Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, public relations expert Abby Whitaker joins us here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program Abby Whitaker, who along with her husband Ty owns the Abby Agency in Reno and with offices in Las Vegas, New York, London. Welcome. What is going on? Why is your business booming in this time?
Oh my gosh. Well, I'll be very honest. At first, I was like, oh my gosh, in March, my business did not boom. It got hit super, super hard, actually, because I was heavy tourism and tourism was closed down and heavy California tourism. And, you know, they were very, very strict over there. So I was like, okay, I don't want to abandon my tourism practice, but I got to pivot and get some other types of business. So we have really been able to expand kind of our portfolio and look at some healthcare tech clients, more technology focused, some of the verticals that are going to be growing. And you know me, Sam, I'm not going to go down without a big fight.
Well, to say the least. But I think that's been the challenge for all business owners, is that you know, you have to look for where the business is, not where the business was. And, you know, if even 30% of businesses are in trouble, that means 70% are doing just fine. And in fact, some businesses have been booming. So that's where you got to go for your business. You've been very much involved in Midtown and downtown, as far as Reno goes. Obviously, there's been huge struggles there because of COVID and the restaurant business. What are your thoughts on where this is heading and how these businesses need to pivot to this new economy, at least over the next few months?
Well, you know, I want to be super, super positive. But I do worry a little bit for my friends in the restaurant and the bar industry. I know that just the stopping and starting has been really hard for them. 25% capacity is really, really hard for them. A lot of their runway has been used up. Their PPP money has been used up, and not all of them have idle funds. So I think that, you know, you see a lot of to-go orders. You see companies like Q&D, they did their local food love challenge. So what I've been trying to do is find some of the bigger companies that are doing really well and work with them to help some of those small restaurants down in Midtown. You know, Par Tolls and Tolls Development Company sponsored a whole Midtown bingo, which was great. So I think it's really just companies that are doing well, and there are plenty right now that are doing well, thinking about how they can support local. And then another thing, like, I know it's easy to yell and scream and be pissed off at the hostess because you can't seat your family of six, but you know what? It's not their fault. And just think about how much we could maybe pause on the online shopping and really refocus. If the line at Two Chicks was as long as the line in In-N-Out and Cane's, we would not be losing any of our small business. So just give them a little bit extra this holiday season if you can.
The construction industry has been blessed in being able to maintain. And so, and I know you're involved with some of these huge developments, the Red Development, which used to be Park Lane Mall. I don't know what the acreage is, but I'm presuming it's probably, what, 150 acres, something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, around that. It's huge. You know, I'd have to look for the exact amount, to be honest with you, but it is moving forward. It's things like that, Reno Public Market, Red, you know, and all on Daybreak, that are really going to provide a lot of construction jobs through the next, like, few years at the very least. And there's still a lot. So I work with a lot of institutional investors from around the United States that are looking at places to invest in. And I will tell you, they are like, find me more stuff in Reno, Abby, find me more stuff in Reno. So we need to keep attracting that money. We need to keep being friendly to that money. We need to keep showing that money how we're going to be open and welcoming, because we really need that. We need the construction industry to continue to move forward at the pace it is, because that is something that will really help Northern Nevada and Southern Nevada kind of maintain the train that we've been on. So, you know, I'm very pro-growth and pro-development, because, as you know, they always say, builders aren't creating growth, they're just responding to it.
Yes, no, exactly. And it's been interesting to see the amount of Southern California money that's been funneled into Northern Nevada. You know, you've got at this point an industrial park going in Fernley, a second one with Lance and Roger Norman looking to expand in Fernley if they can get that lands bill through. You've got what looks like two industrial parks going into the Fallon area. I mean, there's a huge amount of growth going on.
Yeah, it's, I mean, and this is the type of growth that we need. I think, you know, pre-COVID, I saw a lot of finger wagging at economic development, a lot of like blaming for problems on the fact that we'd attracted these new companies here. Well, I think now there needs to be a thank you to economic development and to the folks that really had the foresight to think about diversifying this economy in Northern Nevada, because we are able to dodge the bullet that is Southern Nevada is getting hit a little more than we are, I think. And we are very, very fortunate for the fact that we have brought in these new businesses. And though maybe right now we're like, oh, that's just a warehousing job. But what people don't understand is there's opportunity for advancement if you work hard. There's opportunity for growth if you work hard. There's a pathway to success. So there are so many, there are jobs right now in Reno. There are jobs. People are hiring. And we are very, very fortunate for that. And that is because of economic diversity and because of, you know, the incentive program that we have that brings people here. You've probably seen all the articles about, well, now I heard Elon's moving to Texas, right? I think there was it Oracle is moving to Austin. I mean, we want to get some of that here too. Texas is a big competitor of ours and they have a lot of money. And we need to stay relevant, right? We need to stay hungry. We need to stay aggressive, and we need to keep diversifying our economy as we move forward into the future.
So what's your advice to legislators in terms of incentives? Because I was just talking with Tick Segelblum on the Clark County Commission, and he doesn't like incentives. I said to him, you know, if Tesla wanted to build a plant out of Apex, you know, how would you feel about incentives? No, I don't want to do that. I want infill. You know, I don't want to see this expansion. I don't want to see warehouse jobs. But in a time like this, don't you take whatever jobs you can?
Well, I'm glad Tank's living in a perfect world. Sounds great for him. Congratulations. Life must be good on his side of the fence. But I think that though some jobs might not seem ideal on the front end, you know, they grow into more opportunity. And I think that it doesn't just bring, you know, it brings construction jobs, right? It brings, you know, a further tax base. It brings jobs that people can move into and grow up to. It brings opportunity for people in high school that maybe are not looking to go to a four-year school or a two-year school. There is opportunity outside of the industries that have been known as a legacy industry. So I disagree wholeheartedly with Tick, to be honest. We have to stay competitive as a region. And if we stop being competitive, again, Oracle is moving to Texas. We want, Texas says, hi, we're here. We're open for business. We're willing to help you. Incentives are just part of the game and they're short-term, not long-term. And as you know, we're not giving money away. We're just reducing the money people pay on the front end. So I hope that our legislators and our governor, and I believe our governor does, really realize the importance of attracting a diverse business base here. And that sometimes we can't be picky all the time. I don't always say we want to take what we can get, but we want to show what we can give. And we want to pull people here and we want to put our best foot forward and let everybody know that Nevada is open for business and we're not going to close that door.
And we have incredible opportunity because of what California is doing, you know, between the lockdowns, between the tax situation, between the environmental regulations, companies are hungry to get out of there. And when you see major companies, like you say, Oracle and Tesla, moving facilities to Texas, you know, there's no reason why they shouldn't be coming here.
No reason. And I think it's so easy to sit there in your comfortable house and your comfortable life and say, well, we shouldn't do this. We shouldn't do this. But you know, that's just not the reality for the majority of Nevadans. And here we're responsible for the majority of Nevadans. And we need to make sure that they have career opportunities that are in many different verticals and in many different diversified industries. And that's something I will continue to have a loud voice on, whether people appreciate it or not, and continue to advocate for. I think that that's important.
I remember I interviewed Steve Scheel, who is the head of Scheels, when they opened the world's largest sporting goods store in Sparks on I-80. And I asked him why they had done that, because of all the choices in the United States, why bring the world's largest sporting goods store to Sparks, Nevada? And he first of all gave me a litany of all the reasons why that you could go fishing with his equipment at Pyramid Lake, you could go skiing with his equipment at Lake Tahoe, on and on and on. And then I said to him, would you have come without the Starbonds incentive? And he said, no. It was that simple. And I'm sure the same was for Cabela's. A lot of these properties would not exist. They would be bare dirt if there had not been those incentives.
Since you use Shields, Q&D did the work on Shields, and now Q&D works on Shields across the United States. So having companies like that come here and see the great work that our companies do, then they hire them for other projects too. So there's so many benefits that sometimes aren't as cut and dry and black and white as what you see in the reports that we're given. So you have to play on the playing field that is there. You know, we are not a Minnesota where we have a lot of like Fortune 100 headquarters, right? We have to start to grow those and nurture those. And I don't think that we need to get on our high horse right now. Nevada is in a bit of a pickle and I think it's going to be a tough session. And I think there's going to be some budget cuts and I know they're going to be able to balance that. But we don't need to be like, no, we don't want you. That is not the direction we want to take right now. Because we said we did want them 5 years ago, our unemployment is not nearly as bad as it could be.
All right, let's take a break. More with Abby Whitaker when we come back.
Can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today.
Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Kenny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Abby Whitaker. She and her husband own the Abby Agency in Reno, but they are spread across the state into Las Vegas, also New York and London. So, you know, we lost all of the special events in Reno and Las Vegas as well. What do you think? I mean, you know, the National Finals Rodeo ended up in Arlington, Texas. And there are a lot of people who are concerned that maybe they'll like Texas more than Las Vegas. I don't believe that for a second. What are your thoughts on, A, the NFR, but also events in general for Nevada and coming back?
Yeah, so we are actually part of an events coalition up north with the, you know, the Barracuda and the air races and the balloon races and the rodeo to really try to come together so that we can save these events. They are definitely need funding right now. So if anyone is listening and you're looking at how you distribute that CARES Act money or the second round of stimulus, please, please, please think about our major events because they need it so much right now. And they are vital to our economy, right? Vital, vital, vital. Plus they make Northern Nevada and Southern Nevada what it is. I do think, you know, though Vegas, I know it's tough right now, once the vaccinations rolled out and once we're in a better spot, people are going to come to Vegas like you've never seen before. It is going to be, it's going to be on like Donkey Kong. It's time to party. And it's time to party in the party capital of the world. I mean, whoa, I don't think we know what's going to hit us. I, for one, am ready to have a weekend of what happens here stays here in Vegas after all of this. I can tell you, there will be no social media that weekend. But I think that's how a lot of people feel. Let's do it. And you know what? Vegas and Reno, for the markets that we serve, we're ready. And I think it's going to really help us with our comeback. I'm super positive on that, super bullish. I know we've been hit hard. But you know what? Texas cannot, I mean, yeah, I'm sure they had a great time there at the NFR, but nothing can compare with the wonders and the little bit of debauchery that is Las Vegas, Nevada. So I think they're all going to come back.
I think I should send you a plaque that says on like Donkey Kong. I think one of the things that surprised me a little was the resurgence almost immediately, not only to pre-COVID levels, but even in some cases above COVID levels, of locals gaming. We saw it in Montana. We've seen it across Nevada. The pent-up demand has just been astonishing. And you know that there, and you're absolutely right, there is going to be huge pent-up demand for coming to Las Vegas. Does Las Vegas need, and actually this includes Reno to an extent as well, to do something about resort fees and parking? Because Sig Rogich was in the program, and he was not happy about those two things.
Yeah, I would agree. So I do love Sig, I have to admit. I would agree with that. I think much like incentives, it's a different ball game, right? And we have to meet the customer where they're at. And customers, they're going to spend that money, whether they spend it on a resort fee or a parking fee, but they don't get the same sense of pleasure or the endorphins from a resort fee or a parking fee. That doesn't sound as exciting as going to the spa or a Long Island iced tea or, you know, staying up till 3 a.m. at the tables. So I think that removing those would probably be a good idea, knowing that, I mean, I think this was Steve Wynn said, if they have $1,000, they're going to spend $1,000. Let's make them feel like that $1,000 is in Vegas and in Reno is spent on having fun, is spent on that post-COVID experience. So I would agree with that, that maybe moving that around, they're going to spend it anyway.
All right, let's take another break, and then I want to come to and talk to you about branding, which David Schwartz from UNLV brought up and I think is really huge. Let's take a break. We'll be back with Abby Whitaker after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Abby Whitaker, along with her husband Ty, owns the Abby Agency. They are an advertising public relations firm and do so much more. So David Schwartz was talking about the pricing at hotel casinos and how they had dropped their rates dramatically because of COVID. And all of a sudden, they were attracting the wrong kinds of people, and there were the wrong kind of incidents happening, especially on the Las Vegas Strip. And he said something which blew my mind, but I think is 100% correct, which is you don't attract the wrong customers. You have to preserve the brand. And that doesn't work with short-term profits on Wall Street. But if you want to preserve the brand, that's the long-term play. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, Las Vegas has done an amazing job creating that brand. I'd say it's one of the most iconic brands in the world. And selling it short and discounting it, both, you know, theoretically and in actuality, is definitely not the ideal situation. You know, there's a lot of brand equity in the style and the lore that comes across as what Las Vegas is. So I am all about, you know, brand purity and brand preservation. I understand sometimes you have to block and tackle, right? You can't always be strategic, but don't block and tackle for too long. You know, you have to think about the long game and not the short game. So I agree with you 100%.
I worked in a high-end nightclub in London that during the Cannes Film Festival in France, the club was empty for 2 weeks. It was a private club. And I asked the owner, well, why don't you, during that two-week period, invite in people who you wouldn't normally allow in so that that way at least you're making some revenue in that 2 weeks? He said, if we did that, all those high-end customers that are at Cannes would never come back.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, I feel for, you know, as a business, you're like, how do I survive this? Right? But then as a brand, as a leader, right, as an entity, you want to know how you still come out on top after this. So Vegas, I mean, it's been a touchy thing for the last like 6 months. But at the end of the day, I think the Vegas brand is so strong. And I know that it's not just about attracting people, it's attracting the people that are going to spend the money, right? And I think that We'll go back to that, because I think folks eventually will cycle back to what they used to do, and then other folks will cycle back to what they used to do. But preserving that brand is perhaps the most important thing as we go through this time.
Okay, so I was listening to the head of United Airlines on Marketplace talking about business travel, where people are saying that business travel will probably come back at 50%. And he said, I don't think so. He said, the first time a company loses a client to somebody who showed up in person versus somebody who did a sales call on Zoom, business travel will be back 100%. You agree?
Well, I will tell you, I have gotten on a plane during COVID to go see my clients because I'm like, no one else is getting on a plane to go see their clients. And I'm going to do that because I want them to know that I'm here for them. So I think that there is nothing as good as face-to-face and there is nothing as good as in-person. And you bet if I would kick myself if I didn't go in person and I lost my client to someone else. And I have no intention of letting that happen. And I'm sure most business owners don't either. So while we probably enjoy the break and maybe we'll enjoy the slow build up to business travel, I think absolutely in person is going to come back.
All right, last question. We got about 45 seconds here. So you're working from home, obviously, as we're seeing in this video. A lot of companies like Google are talking about not coming back till next September, and even then only maybe 3 days a week, 2 days at home. I think people are more productive in the office environment. I think you have to get up and get dressed and put on your face and go in there. And there's a responsibility factor here. Am I wrong?
You know, I think it honestly, I will tell you, we have had great productivity being virtual. And I think it's a hybrid. I think with the Abby agency, my husband goes into work every day. He gets up at 5, he reads, he journals, he meditates, he exercises, he showers, he goes into work and he comes home at 6:30 every night. No failure. It works for him. I think what COVID has taught us is there's different models that work for different people. So I think you'll see more of a hybrid. I own my building. I put a lot of money into that building and I don't intend to let it stand vacant longer than it has to.
All right. And that's where we have to leave it. Looking forward to a great 2021 with you. Please come back soon.
Mwah. Thank you. Bye.
Bye, dear. And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts. And now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian. And at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
ProGroup Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. ProGroup Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.